What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black in Aquatics, Freedom Through Swimming. On today's episode, I'm just going to talk about some off-season projects and some other things that I've been up to. So let's get into it. I am a lifeguard coordinator at a water park, and my off-season officially started a couple of weeks ago. We're responsible for lawn care maintenance within our facility, so things like mowing, weed whacking, blowing, and so on. We also just finished painting the guard shack. We're also reorganizing the guard shack as well, putting together some furniture. One of the big things we've been doing is brainstorming how to recruit for next season. In addition to that, we have a lot more things on the list, bigger projects that will get done as well throughout the off season. And for my business, mobile swim training, I'm just trying to come up with a more strategic plan on increasing my client base, as well as pivoting a little. So this fall and winter, I'll probably focus on creating more content, whether that be for the podcast, my blog, or my social media accounts. I'm also taking courses to gain more knowledge, you know, try and dive deeper into what's going on into the industry. Actually, next week, I'm going to take an LGI course. For those of you who don't know, that's a lifeguard instructor course, and try and get recertified as a lifeguard instructor again. That'll be very nice. Speaking of diving deeper into the industry, earlier today, November 2nd, USA Swimming announced a sponsorship deal with One America. It looks like it's a multi-year sponsorship deal starting next year. The article that they put out states that they will be the first presenting sponsor of the USA Swimming Friends and Family Program, and they become the first non-apparel patch partner for the national team kits. It also goes on to state that through gifts to the USA Swimming Foundation, One America will receive co-entitlement to the grant program focused on creating a new 10-year $1 million initiative to develop Learn to Swim and competitive opportunities in communities served by HBCUs or historically black colleges and universities. It looks like there will be a lot coming out of this deal, so congrats to USA Swimming. I'll be sure to drop the link to the article below for those of you who want to read the entire article. That's all for today's episode. As always, if there are any swim projects or businesses in your local community that serve the black community and you think we should highlight them, please reach out to us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. Also, feel free to tweet at me at Black and Aquatics on Twitter and let me know what you guys are doing in your off season or how you plan on recruiting for the next season. Peace.